fair, but that's the reality of the situation. We had the National School in Newton Cunningham where somebody just took all the oil. Like, and that's children, 4 years, 5 years of age, that are going in there to a school and then freezing. Like, it's not on, and it's very hard for the school to protect it. But along with that, you have your ordinary people that go to work morning to night, and they don't know what's happening on their street, so they need to be vigilant in relation to their oil especially. The fill of the tank now is up somewhere between 800 and 1,000 euros. Coming into the month of Christmas and that, it's a serious loss to the ordinary people out there.
You're suggesting people ensure their gates are locked, their tanks are secured, and in cases where they have dogs, perhaps extend the lead so the dog covers the oil tank as well?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm appealing to the people. A lot of people out there have their dogs tied up in that, but they need to extend that lead so that they cover the actual oil tank in order to try and secure it a little bit. The other thing is, close the gates, because if you have the gates open, a person can come and drive around your house, sit there all day, and you don't know if there's somebody there or not if you're away working, you know, so get the gates closed.
Issues like a community alert and neighbourhood watch are often discussed, but it is a reality that if you see someone skulking around your neighbour's house, you get suspicious. If you see a van parked in your neighbour's driveway and what appear to be workmen doing a job, you're not.
That is correct. And vans come and go as they please, you know, and that's a serious problem that's out there, but people don't want to be the nosy neighbour, but I think it's time they started being the nosy neighbour again.